Hello, everybody, and welcome to the UwuCast podcast, the very adult furry podcast that happens every single week on Friday. I am your host, Odin Wolf, and I am joined by my co-host, Northcote.
Kobold Northcote. Hey.
I'm saying Kobold Northcote. And also, we have a special guest this week, and this is my friend, roommate, ex-crush, Ajax!
That was a very awkward last introduction.
Yeah, I know.
Ex-crush.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you might be asking, why am I bringing in Ajax? I asked myself that before. Why am I bringing in Ajax? And that is because this week's topic is Vore! Whee! I hate Vore, but it doesn't matter. We're going to talk about Vore this week. And I thought there's nobody better than Ajax, whom I always refer to whenever I talk about Vore. Isn't that right, Ajax?
Yes, mostly. And you're always like, you're gross. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I like pee, so it's fine. Anyway, let's get into it. So, Vore is a thing that is in... I feel like it's especially prevalent in the furry community, but I know it's a thing outside of furries as well. Because I see, giant girls voring micro guys, and I'm just like, oh, okay. And, like, there's that music video... What's her name? She always does the sad girl songs. I got that summertime sadness. Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
You're asking the wrong person.
Halsey? No.
No. Anyway, she has a music video.
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey. Yes. She has a music video where she's a macro, which I found hilarious.
Pinky.
And I imagine some people are like, oh, my God, vore that building.
Vore that building.
I don't know. Does it count when you vore objects?
Yeah.
Does it? That's not as common, right?
I would count it if it's within, like, the spirit of Vore.
The spirit of Vore. Can you tell me what the spirit of Vore is?
Well, I mean, like, if it's clearly drawn, or, like, if it's a story, if it's told within the context of, like, sexualizing the actual consuming of something that large, then yes. But if it's, like, I'm going to sit down with a fork and knife and carve into the cement block... I wouldn't consider that.
Stop, that's
bore.
Too hot. Also, if you hear purring, it is because my kitty is right next to me purring. Anyway,
purr, bitch.
So there's different types of vore. There's soft vore and there's hard vore. And there's all types of orify that you can stick stuff in. Why don't I ask orify. You guys first? North, what's your favorite type of vore?
I mean, okay, I'm partial to soft vore in the mouth.
Okay.
I'm not
soft vore in the mouth. Sounds like a band.
I'm gonna
name.
soft vore
in the mouth.
I'm gonna
smash mouth. What if smash mouth is in a vore?
Exposed. Mm. Insert like the Illuminati like sound effect.
Nope, that's effort. Anyway, why do you like soft vore in the mouth?
Fuck you. Well, okay. That's just my go-to. That's my number one. So if I'm like on E621 or FA and
What's
I'm like
that?
Looking for something.
What's that?
What is that?
I typically look for oral vore because
okay.
We can touch on all the other types of vore later.
Oh, God,
but
I can't
there's
wait.
Like, there's anal vore uh-huh. and there's tail vore and cock
vore. We'll get on that later. Don't worry about that.
But my go-to is oral just because it's... I know that I'm going to like it 9 times out of 10.
Uh-huh.
So it's just my safe bet.
Okay.
I will dibble dabble every now and then in cock vore. I'll stick my tip in.
Mm. Okay. And
I
what's
like how you explain this.
And what's your least favorite vore, North?
Outside of like the really, really niche ones, like the eye and ear vore, excluding the could we get that again? Could we
No.
Eye and ear vore.
No, ah. Go on.
I'm not a huge fan of anal vore.
Wait, really? That's your least favorite? Not like post-vore scat?
Well, are we talking about types of vore? Or
I mean,
vore
I feel
related
like that's under the
topics?
Vore umbrella.
Well, I feel like that's like a vore-related topic.
But this is a vore podcast, bitch.
But if we're talking about vore-related podcast, or like topic.
Okay,
podcasts.
We're specifically talking about types of vore, I guess. Okay, fine. So anal vore.
Well then, yeah, anal is my least favorite type
not
of vore.
Not hard vore?
Indifferent. It depends on how it's done.
Ew. Okay, Ajax, what do you... What's your favorite vore?
Well, I would have to say my favorite is probably the same as Norse oral vore, just because it's like the more... hard to explain, but more natural way, because you actually eat stuff with your mouth. So.
But you like, you don't like olive oil pretty much?
Yeah, I just go all around. It depends on like the scenario and like, oh, I think that's hot. I think that's hot.
Yeah, you're a vore slut.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, I like digestion, but I only like it if it's like gooey digestion where they're not in like horrid pain.
And they're just like a skeleton in someone's body.
Yeah, that's awful.
I hate the skeleton stuff where it's like cut to them being digested and it's just a skeleton inside someone's belly.
You know what, North? I hate that too.
But I like the goopiness of like gooey digestion.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm just like, I'm uncomfortable.
No, it's fine. What is your least favorite?
My least favorite is also one that I just find funny. It's nasal vore.
Yeah. What are you like doing? Where it's like they laugh at a joke and like snort up
a micro, and they're like, "Eh."
Oh my god, that's so stupid.
I'm just imagining you doing like a line of micros.
So like you have that really annoying girl that's like, "Ha ha," and then it's like, "Oh no, you vored me up your nostril hole."
Oh god.
Well, it's also really gross because it's like every comic has it like they're halfway stuck, so they gotta like snort them all the way up.
So they're just, okay, they're just a booger.
It happens to all of us, so I'm going to talk about it. But there's nothing worse than, like, if you have a booger that's really deep into your nose and you accidentally inhale it and you feel it go down the back of your throat and it's the most disgusting feeling ever.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about
why would you want that as vore?
Let's talk about, like, not gross things like vore. Okay.
Why would you want that? But that's really what it would feel like, though. That's what nasal vore would...
I'm trying to move past nasal vore, for fuck's sake. North?
Yes?
How did you discover vore and your love of it?
How did I discover vore?
Right. Like, what did you see that you're like, uh-oh, my pee-pee hard?
Well, see, for me, I discovered vore through macro-micro play. So, this was, like 3 or 4 years ago when I first started, like, dipping my toes into the world of, like, anything other than vanilla.
Which you shouldn't have, but go on.
Correct. 10 out of 10 would not recommend. Yeah. But I started to dip my toes into macro micro, which is honestly something that I prefer a little bit over vore. But because of the fact that macro micro and vore go hand in hand relatively well.
Ma and micro, yeah.
I hate you so much. Mm-hmm. That's how I found vore, is a macro voring a micro. And there was actually a couple pieces that I found really, really good, which was, it was like a black and white series, and it was like a Godzilla that was like tearing through a city.
Okay.
And he was using like a bus full of furries as like a dildo.
Okay.
And he was also like just like, he cracked the bus open like a fucking soda can and then poured it into his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it.
Of course you did.
I liked it. Mm-hmm. But that's how I discovered
God, that I I'm hate trying myself. Not to be judgmental because I'm into fucked up shit, but it's so ridiculous. It's hilarious.
You ever just crack a bus open like a fucking soda can?
Ever crack a cold one with the boys?
With the boys in it? Ajax,
but how about you, Ajax? Yeah. How did you discover?
How did you discover the vore?
I mean, I liked macro micro for a long time. I just like the idea of something being like a lot bigger than me. I always wish I was way short so I can be like, hey.
Which is funny because Ajax is tall and also he has a really big dick, so not many things are actually like bigger than him in any way.
Yeah, I'm like 6'4" in person, but I think I was at Aquatifer when, like, the only time I saw, like, vore before this was, like, oh, joking vore, because there's always those vore memes everywhere on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was like, oh, you're like a knockoff Leo. And I was like, who the hell is Leo? But apparently, Leo is, like, someone who, like, I talk with Leo now every once in a while. I wouldn't say, like, we know each other that well, but he's someone that looks like my Sona, and he just has a ton of vore. Like, if for people in Devor, they probably have seen his art, because he just has so much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, after I got done with seeing, like, oh, these are just the meme pictures of Vore, it was actually, like, Vore pictures where people were like, oh, this is what I think is hot. I was like, oh, that's that's pretty neat.
Wait a minute. So when I met you at Aquatifer, you weren't really into it yet?
Yeah.
You weren't corrupted yet? Oh, my God.
I wasn't corrupted. I was a 20-year-old me going like, hey, guys, I'm here at my first con and I can't drink yet.
You just had to use that voice.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you discovered Vore because of Spyro.
No.
That's what you told me.
Well, like, I knew, like, it's the one instance where you kind of like it, but you don't know what it is. So, and after getting into the fandom, I found, like, the word for it.
Well, did you, like, jerk off to the Spyro Vore thing, like, in the game?
No, I never really did that, but it was the case of where I think it was just, like, it kind of put an imprint on my brain where it's like, I like that.
Oh.
Oh, no. But I never knew, like, it had a name to it.
Yeah. I wish I didn't. But now I do.
Because it's everywhere now.
I don't remember being aware of Vore until, like, my 20s. Because I probably saw it and just completely ignored it or thought it was funny. And...
Well, like, what was your first exposure to
Vore? I'm sure it was Fur Affinity.
Like, on a serious level.
I don't know. Probably just Fur Affinity art. And I always was like, I don't like that. And to this day, I'm like,
I don't like that.
I don't like Vore. I just don't understand it. And I would love to understand it psychologically, just like a lot of other fetishes. But from what I've heard from most Vorny people is that they like.
Did you say Vorny?
I sure did. I was hoping you would notice. Is that they like it because it's like a sense of security and comfort if they're the prey? Is that right?
Okay, there's a few aspects, like, from a semi-psychological point of view. I'm going to be, like, an armchair therapist here. But there's a few psychological reasons for it from, like, an armchair, like, point of view. You fucked me up, motherfucker. Oh. A lot of people like it because of... they like being a part of something bigger. Like... that it is a relatively common trope within Vore of almost like demeaning a prey, saying like, you're weak, you're less than. If you let me Vore you, you could be part of something greater than yourself. Which is a little fucked up.
It is.
But it is a very, very common trope.
Hmm.
Another one being...
Ajax, you're weak and useless. Just like you could be a better person. Oh no, he's getting hard!
And one of the other major tropes within Vore in terms of like the psychology behind it is the kind of like what you were talking about, Odin, just the being embraced by a warm hug of my stomach lining. Which
I like the warm hug of a butthole around my dick, I guess, so there's that.
Yeah.
There you go, you're one of us now.
Oh, only dick in butt Vore.
Yeah.
So just all anal sex is Vore. In that case, I'm a butt slut.
Although I have seen porn like that, where a guy is fucking someone and the butt Vores him in, like it sucks him in, like Luigi's Mansion vacuum cleaner style.
That's awful.
Like,
actually, there's one thing that I like that is like the softest of soft Vore. Where it's specifically an anthro with just his muzzle and a butt. No further than that, ever. But just their muzzle. I find that really hot.
I thought you don't like rimming and things like that.
He
doesn't like doing it.
Yeah, I don't like doing it.
Okay.
But in art, it's hot. Just the muzzle. Anthro muzzle in butt. No further. That's hot. I don't even know if you really can consider that Vore, but that's what I like.
I think it just has the tag of, like, deep rimming.
Sounds like a movie, Deep Rim.
Deep Rimming.
Yeah.
It really does.
I don't know.
It sounds like Pacific Rim and like Pacific Deep Lucy had a baby. Rim. Deep Rim.
Ugh. Southern Rim. Okay, we need to stop. It's getting gross. Okay.
You're the one making it gross.
I know.
We're just talking about Vore.
Yeah, there's nothing gross about Vore. When did you start joining are you in the Vore community, both of you?
I mean...
How about you go?
I don't really. I guess I'm in like chats, but I wouldn't consider myself in like a community of Vore people.
But don't you meet a lot of people through Vore?
Yeah. People will go like, hey, I like your art. And then I'll like start talking with them. And that's how I met people I talk with now. Like Zebra, I talk with all the time. And he likes Vore. We've started talking in a Vore server.
Isn't Bunsen the other one that you talk to a lot?
What about you, North?
I'm not super huge into the Vore community. Mainly because I like Vore, but it's not like my number one kink.
Thank you.
Haha.
Thank you, I know.
So funny. but I'm not super huge into like the quote unquote Vore community. Like I don't meet a bunch of people because we're all into Vore together because I like it, but I'm not out here joining like Telegram chats for it. I actually am in like one or two. I used to be in like a macro micro chat.
Like,
but
yeah, of the two of you, like I know firsthand Ajax is like the most into Vore. Like he's absurdly like I'll walk into his room because he lives. He lives.
Well, that's
in
why
my
he's
house.
Here.
I walk into his room, and I always am taken aback because his monitor picture is just him inside a stomach. And it's his background. And then sometimes he'll have Telegram open with a bunch of Vore GIFs up. And then on his wall is a Vore pillow. And it's just like, that's a lot. So he's a hardcore Voreman. Instead of Mormon, you're a Voreman.
A Voreman.
Oh my god, the Book of Voreman.
I kind of love that. A Voreman. The Book of Voreman. That's transcendent.
I'm great, I know.
I love that. And then there's the shark pillow.
Yeah.
Like the shark sleeping bag.
I've bored both of us before because it's funny. I mean, it's funny because whenever I talk to any furry, Vore gets brought up. 90% of the time they're like, oh, I like that. And I'm just like, god fucking damn it. Everyone likes it. It's so common.
It's so great when you have like a friend visit and we're just all riding in the car and you're like, wait.
I was like, you motherfucker, you're into it too. I feel like I'm one of the few furries that is not into Vore.
It is one of the most, outside of maybe like paws, it's one of the most common fetishes out there.
So specific. Like you go into VR chat, there's dedicated Vore worlds, which are traumatizing and hilarious. There's a lot of Vore avatars. It's.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Shut the Avatars. Fuck up. You take that back.
It's Vormen not better than Vormen. Beautiful. Shut up.
That doesn't...
Avortars. That's good.
Okay.
It doesn't have the same ring to it, I will say.
So, Ajax, what do you think about... You're bi, right?
Yeah.
So, do you like anal Vore or unbirthing, which is vagina Vore? Which one do you like more?
I would like... I like anal Vore better.
Yeah, I know. You gay.
Because I saw a comic where a macro was shoving a micro into his butthole, and the micro was like struggling to get like back out, and he kicked the macro's prostate, and the macro was like, "Huh!" and it came.
That's so dumb.
He kicked the macro's prostate.
It's dumb, but I'm also like, that's kind of hot.
Ajax, I'll kick your prostate.
No.
Okay. I'll just shove my entire foot in your ass.
I'm just imagining like I'm
That's Duke's job.
Oh.
I'm just imagining a micro with a stick and like banging on someone's prostate like it's a fucking gong.
Great. Someone out there draw that. That would be beautiful.
No, I need that to be a thing. I need one of you. I don't even like anal Vore, but I need that to be a thing.
What
right
are your
now.
Favorite anal oops? Sorry. What are your favorite anal? Shut up. Okay.
My favorite
anal. What are your
anals.
Favorite Vore artists?
Top 10 anals.
Ajax?
Oh, artists specifically?
Yeah. You've got to have a couple off the top of your head that are like, oh, they draw Vore. I love it.
People. Okay. Someone that's like specifically that does Vore, I would say.
They're known for
acidic.
Vore.
He does pretty good stuff.
I take it he does like dissolving Vore then.
No, but he does like. it's hard to explain. North, you say it well. Say yours while I'm looking it up.
I could not tell you a single Vore artist.
You can just say like Noms or something.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
North. Noms. Sure.
I like Noms.
I mean, there's a lot. I see Vore art all the damn time, and every once in a while I see art and I'm like, motherfucker, that's Ajax.
You know what? I'm not in any Vore group chats, but I actually am in one or two Vore channels on Telegram. Like, you know, just like the art channels that just spam Vore art. And you know what? I see Ajax a lot. And Ajax is doppelganger, mm-hmm. the one that looks a lot yeah. like him, but also does Vore. And every now and then I have to ask Ajax, like, is this yeah. you or is this your doppelganger?
I mean, if anything, I'm Leo's doppelganger. He's been getting Vore forever.
You should get art together to fuck with people.
See, I actually know you.
Him and I have talked about it. You just haven't the only, made it happen yet.
The only way I can tell you apart is you have the true. Elevator buttons.
Also, my fingies are a different color than
fingies,
his.
Pubs.
See, color really doesn't yeah. Do
North is well, I mean, his fingies are just white and mine are black, so there's a difference there, even if you're colorblind.
Mm. Yeah, I guess.
Do you have any Vore merch, North? Yeah, like he has Dockies.
Vore merch.
And do you Prince. Have any Verch?
No. I'm going to expose myself as a fake furry. I have maybe one, maybe two pieces of furry merch in general. Like, period.
Oh, wait. I have from OdenWolf.stormv.com.
I have Odin's Uwoo. I just need to make my own merch place just so I can start advertising it as well. But I have the Odin Uwoo lanyard. Because I will say with the Uwoo lanyard, is it subtle enough of a print to where if you have it around, people won't notice it. But if you look at it closely, it's like, oh, I see what you did there. I see that.
Oh, Ajax also has a shirt from my good friend Scrap Teeth that just says Vore on it in bold letters. Yes, it just says Vore, like sideways font, and he wears it all the time everywhere when he's not at work.
It was so funny because I think it was at, what con was it where you were guest of honor?
Capital City Fur Con.
Yeah, it was at that con, and you just sent me like a picture of his booth, and I was like, I need that shirt.
And I was like, I'll have him set one aside for you.
Give it to me now.
But yeah, the picture I sent you, that's acidic.
Mm. Yeah, they draw very detailed maw holes.
Maw holes.
It's always like everything else is like, oh, that's good. That's decent art. And then you see like the inside of the maw, and it's the most detailed thing on the entire planet Earth. And it's like, okay, I see you're into Vore. You always know a Vore artist. It's like those artists that draw like paws as big as they can. And it's like, yeah, we get it. You're into paws.
I remember, semi-related note, I commissioned one of our friends for Abzu. I commissioned her for a D&D piece when I was still in high school. It was just a kobold piece because, hi, I really like kobolds. And everyone's just like, who drew this? And I'm just like, why? And they're just like, I think they have a foot fetish. And I'm just like, what? And they're just like, they spent way too much time on the feet. And I'm like, oh, okay. And of course, at this time, I wasn't out as furry. So, I mean, out of everyone in my group who had art for their characters, mine was like top notch. Because, yeah, it was actually done by someone who does characters every day, all day.
It's like Annie Dev, how he always draws giant nipples. It's like, okay, we get it. You like nipples. Calm down.
You could tell that's his thing.
Yeah.
Well, he likes giant nipples and then just giant feet, because sometimes he'll do feet the size of their torso.
Yeah. Oh, that Ajax just sent me art from Noms of his big old maw open and then a bunny going into his mouth like, oh no. And then the next page says, oop. And then he's
like just like
maw.
A bunny swan diving.
No, he's like picking him up like he's like a mouse almost. And it's just like, oh no, don't bore me.
Yeah, I was just sending
me.
Him a picture for reference.
And Ajax
of,
is like
the artist.
Nope, I want to get a boner, and so he bores him. How many times when you're pawing off do you look at Vore versus other art? Like, what percentage would you say, Ajax?
I would say I look up more of an artist, and then I just kind of like go through their gallery.
Hmm.
Like, I don't go like, oh, Vore. No, I just go like, oh, I like this artist. I'm going to go through their gallery and kind of
Okay, but what do you finish to most? Is it Vor or Paws or Micro Macro? What is it?
I would say Vor, just because you'll find like videos of it and that lasts like 20 minutes and it's like, oh, well, that's enough time.
Yeah.
What about you, Nora?
See, for me, I'm kind of the opposite. I don't search by artist, I search by kink. Yeah. So like if I'm on FA or E621, I'll just look up like Vor or water sports or BDSM and I'll get off to it that way and not look up an individual artist. Yeah. So like my percentage for Vor would probably be like maybe like 20-30% of the time.
That's a good percent. For me, I'm the rare furry that starts with Yif art as like an appetizer. Haha, Vor joke.
Appetizer.
But then I almost always finish to like amateur real life porn videos. Like XTube videos. It's very rare that I'll finish to furry stuff unless it's like an animation or something, and then I might.
Oh, if we're talking about, I thought we were just talking about like furry shit. If we're talking about IRL, like just like my IRL to furry, I jerk off to like IRL like Pornhub shit like 70% of the time.
Pornhub shit? I didn't know you were into scat.
I don't even think Pornhub allows scat.
I don't think so.
But yeah, not into scat. Heads up.
Skibbidi-bop!
What a hot... Skibbidi-bibbidi-boop. But yeah, I kind of prefer IRL. Like, just...
Yeah, oh
I
yeah.
I talked about this, like, last episode, like, the bait bus. Like, the fake gay. Like, oh my Ajax, god, I'm gay.
Aren't you the opposite?
For me, with... Between real life and art, when I see people, like, just regularly having sex, I'm like, well, I could just... fuck someone instead of just jerk off to... real life porn.
Or you can just go two doors down and have me suck your dick if you really
exactly
want
if I'm not gonna watch someone suck someone else's dick when I'm just like I'll just have someone suck my dick.
I do because I'm like that's a big dick and then I'm like oh that's an uncut dick and I don't have any uncut dicks around here. Also like
you're making it sound like you don't have any uncut dicks like in your pantry. Like ugh,
there's
I ran out of uncut to my dicks.
Pantry. No,
your pantry.
Oh my god. Maybe a gay tree, not a pan tree.
Get the fuck out.
Okay, I will. Bye, everybody.
Have either of you... This is something that... Have either of you actually ever gotten off to, like, physical media? Whether it was, like, a physical comic or, like, magazine?
Yeah, well, when I was, like, 18 to 20 in the fandom, I used to buy furry Yif comics and paw after those sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, usually when the power went out.
When the power went out?
Yeah, and I didn't
what were
have
you
a,
in the fucking Okie
it was 12 years
backwards.
Ago. I don't think I had a smartphone when I was 18.
Hiding under the blanket. Oh, no. I forgot about the
age difference.
You're a lot older than us.
Smartphones weren't a thing for a lot of my life, assholes.
Well, that's why I was asking.
I was about to like joke like you had a flashlight and you were covered
I
with
literally
the
did that.
No, you didn't. Did
yeah,
you?
I've done that. I sold all my Yif because I was like, why do I need this? The internet exists. But...
Like, you have the full repository.
I mean, I still think you should support the artists and get physical copies if you want them, but it's just not my jam.
Oh, for sure.
I find... You're so I find old. See, I like when a fetish, I can find it funny. You know what I mean? Even if I'm not into it, I find it funny. Which is like, no. I'm into cum inflation. A lot of people would see that and go, that's fucking hilarious. And I'd be like, yeah, I could see it that way. It's fucking funny. You the same with Vor, where you're like, I could get the humor in it.
For me, the funny part of Vor is
the weird
ones.
We kind
of talked about this last episode. Well, there's the weird ones. There's like the ear Vor and the nasal Vor and the eye Vor. But the ones that I always think are really funny is when someone is Vored and is still whole inside of their stomach. And they, like, press their paws up against the entire side of the stomach, and you can, like, see the outline of their hands and face.
I think that's fucking hilarious. I think Ajax likes that, though.
Yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah. I always think it's funny when it's, like, their face gasping, like, ah! And I'm just like... and then Ajax is over there with his, like, fucking 8-inch boner, like,
I always like it when Odin finds an image he likes and then like 5 seconds later goes, God damn it, it's Vor.
Yeah, sometimes I don't notice the Vor and I'm just like, yeah.
Oh. How do you not notice it's Vor?
There's one image with Bowser when he was doing the Bowser video where it was just like, he was like big belly Bowser going like, come here. And
I was like, that's hot. And then I realized. And then
he like looked off to the words I was like making. And it was just like, oomph, and like gurgle.
I was like, no. Yeah, I like bellies, but and I don't like four.
Which is
four makes bellies.
Because those are typically like two things that once again kind of go hand in hand.
I know, but I don't like.
I mean, one goes hand in hand. The other one is like, okay.
Speaking of hand in hand, what the fuck is up with paw absorption, Vore?
I think it's funny.
See, you're obsessed with paws, though, but you don't like that.
No, because that's not an orifice.
Right. It makes. I mean, it's not even an
orifice.
There's a line where it's like, I like that or I don't like that. Like, it has to be like a. Like, I like some gooey, like, art stuff. So if it's, like, a gooey dragon, like, steps on a micro and it's just, like, they get up, that's kind of nice.
Uh-huh. It's like War of the Worlds, yeah. But with goo.
Oh. War of the Worlds, but with goo.
Well, like, those monsters that, like, suck people up, they're just, like... Did you ever watch War... Never mind. Just whatever. Okay.
That is... I know what you're talking about. Okay. I just would never have made the connection of War of the Worlds. Well, that's because you're not a
real intellect, okay?
But with goo. Yeah, you have to be like a big brain to watch this podcast. You have to have
a high IQ for my humor. Pickle Rick, guys.
You must be at least 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't... It's just,
how
is that Vore, though? Because then, like, any part of your body can absorb someone. That's not Vore.
Well, absorption Vore is a thing.
It should just like, be, like, Vore is... Almost like why an, am I Vore gaming?
Almost like
why
an amoeba type...
This isn't almost like my, an amoeba type...
You're not even in our why, community. Get yeah, out.
It doesn't matter.
Are we gatekeeping Vore now?
I want left is? Front tooth Vore.
Left front perfect. Tooth
maybe molar Vore.
I know there's a Vore comic out there where it's like there's a cookie dough monster and they'll like eat people and turn them into cookies.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
You know what's the most upsetting thing is when I'm jerking off to like a Yif comic and it's really good and then all of a sudden Vore will be in it and I'll be like, god fucking damn it.
That's how we get
you. Yeah, and it's like there's nothing, no lead up and it's just like, I'm gonna eat you now. And I'm like, well, okay, moving on to a different comic. God fucking damn it.
I mean, that's how I feel with a lot of kinks. Like, there's this one set of stickers that Odin has, and he uses with me in Telegram. And it's, like, a cowboy, like,
he's like, dog. Howdy, partner.
And he has...
It's cropped, like, a so bunch it's of the stickers are up. And then...
A bunch of the stickers are really normal, and then there's, like, two or three stickers where it's just, like...
Them in diapers.
Full nappy, you know?
Yeah, they're like, why do you say nappy? Stop.
Ugh. Full crinkle.
I like that it's, like... He's just a hot furry, and then, oops, he happens to be wearing a diaper, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's hot. Anyway, this isn't but about see, my fetish this week, North.
But see, that's like my equivalent of what you're talking about before. Right. Of just like,
I could see that, yeah, yes, that makes sense.
Me love. Never mind, right. I don't love.
Also, I don't come from a place of judgment when I'm into wearing diapers as an adult, so, you know, there's that. What?
Nothing.
Oh, I wonder if there's diaper Vore. That would be fucking funny.
Yes, there is.
No! I was kidding.
Yes, there is.
What about glasses Vore?
I think that's too specific. I know there's inflatable Vore. What is that, Vore?
Well, I have mixed feelings about like the almost like the absorption, like amoeba type Vore. Where, like, you hug someone, but the thing that you're hugging is like almost gelatinous, and you just get like sucked in.
It's a goo dragon.
A goodra. That's why my friend likes Gudra. Oh no. Dun, dun, dun. I bet there's a bunch of Gudra Vore.
Exposed.
Yes.
Damn it.
Well, I've seen Vore of like Grimer from Pokemon.
Oh no. Muck has of, come like, backwards. Grimer. Use Muck at least.
Of like or Muck too, but I mean like just like goo like entities absorbing. Which wait, technically think... yes absorb which technically yes absorption is separate from Vore, but yeah.
Do you think, so some people like Vore because of Spyro. What about from Kirby and Yoshi? I bet you those got people in Vore.
I never thought
I know there's that. A lot of Yoshi Vore out there, but yeah. I don't know much about Kirby Vore.
I will say it's kind of hard to sexualize Kirby because it's a fucking pink ball.
I think like, it's hard to sexualize Yoshi too, but here we are in the but fandom. But
see, Yoshi's at least a dinosaur. You could at least as a fandom.
Yoshi does not. Okay, all right, whatever.
But we could, you could at least feign some sort of like Yoshi's a dinosaur. But what the fuck are you gonna do with Kirby? He's a fucking ball.
What about Avatar, like the movie Avatar, Hervor?
Hervor? Oh my god, like their little ponytail things?
Yeah, huh?
I don't think that's Vor, though.
It can be if you try hard enough.
If you try hard enough? Ugh. That does get into Tailvor, though. The tail.
Oh my god, I forgot about Tailvor. That's so dumb.
Which, for those of you who don't know, it is very, very niche Vor, but Tailvor is essentially when your tail will develop a mouth, which...
I hate when that happens.
Don't you just hate when that happens?
Yeah.
So golly gee dang it, not again. Mm.
And you can essentially Vor someone through your tail.
Mm-hmm.
Which? Not king shaming, but I just don't get, you know?
I don't get any of it, but it doesn't matter.
I mean, there's also belly maw Vor.
nipple Vor.
Belly maw Vor. Like that one person we knew at the con, they had the belly maw in their suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's...
I've seen...
Sure is different.
I've seen, like, normie nipple Vor.
Nipple Vor.
Normie nipple.
Normie. I hate those goddamn normie nipples.
Well, I have just looked up, like, normal Vor, like... Not, like, furry, but, like...
Normcore like anime. Vor.
Normcore?
Vor. Yeah.
But I have just looked up Vor before, like, just, like, gay Vor. Like, mm-hmm. Not furry. And a lot of it, like, nipples, relatively common. Because... Yeah. And the nipple Vor is apparently really common with... Especially with, like, women with the breastises. Like, the nipple, like, opens up and you can crawl inside. And it's like the breast is filled with milk and you get Kanimi dissolved inside this, the milk. Yeah. And you get dissolved inside the milk.
Okay. All right. That's... Is that a post-Vor burp, Ajax?
Sure.
Do you like when they burp after Vor? Like, they belch, so like, nope.
I'm kind of indifferent to it, just because I think burping in real life is kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
So in
as you're rooming with Odin.
So in real, yeah. So in
someone
real
who
life,
burps and farts regularly.
In terms of like sex in real life, how can you incorporate Vor? Like, I know you can't really Vor, no shit. But I know some people have ways of like doing like Vor-ish things. Have you ever done that, Ajax?
Me, no.
Because I know there's, like, some people really like when someone, like, sticks their hand in their mouth because they're like, oh, I'm starting to Vor them. Like, I've heard of that one.
The limited Vor play that I have done IRL is typically, like, a lot of... It's almost like a lot of foreplay. Like, whispering into someone's ear.
Foreplay or foreplay?
Foreplay.
Foreplay with an F.
Okay.
F-O-R-E. A lot of foreplay-esque kind of things, because it's hard to do, like, main sexual like, encounter
yeah,
with Vor being
prey,
focused.
I'm gonna eat your ass, literally.
Yeah, it's a lot of, like, teasing and things like that, because you obviously can't fucking unhinge your jaw in real life and cram someone inside. So yeah, it's just a lot of foreplay-esque.
Would you like that, Ajax? Where people, like, whisper in your ear, like, you're just a little prey, aren't you?
Maybe.
Huh.
Would depend on the person. It would really depend on the right. voice.
You're just like, a real want... prey, aren't you?
Yeah, you... yeah.
It has to be in, like, a German accent.
You're just a little prey, aren't you, yeah? I'm going to eat you like a Wiener Schnitzel.
Like a Hansel and Gretel, kind of like...
Donkey shame.
You want to be my little Hansel.
Well, a long time ago, Ajax and I, we went to... Joanne Fabrics to look for rubber to use in a product. I won't say the name of it because I still think it's a brilliant name, but it's sort of like a vac bed. It's basically a vac bed, but we'd fill it with like a lot of J-lube that's like stickier J-lube, so it'd feel like a belly, and then you'd like mm-hmm. put a heater towards them and play belly sounds, so it'd be like Vor simulation, and then you like rub them and stuff. We never made it, but we had the stuff Vor it at some point.
Well, we kind of made it. We just never, like, finished it.
Yeah. Is it still at your house?
Because I just kind of got into the idea that that's going to be such a mess.
Oh, absolutely. Is that still at your, like, parents' house?
No, it's here.
What? We should do that for a Nido video someday.
No cap, though. You could make a killing off that.
Yeah, I know. You have to refine it. And we have the best name for it, which I'll say off the podcast because I don't want anyone to steal it. But yeah. I mean, there's been people in talks of like making like fake throats and stuff like that, and they could crawl through them. But that's
fake throats,
like out of silicone and stuff. That's so expensive and crazy.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's so much.
If there's an eccentric like millionaire, he could make a Vor tunnel into like a fake stomach, and like there would be so much cum in it after a while, and so many furries would pay admission to that motherfucker.
I mean, if they had one of those like at all the major cons,
would you do that? Like, Ajax? Would you pay for that? Like to be like an amusement where you crawl down a throat and then you're in a stomach and you can jerk off in there.
Depends on how much.
Like, what's your upper echelon?
Your upper echelon? I don't know.
$100?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Because they gotta have enough to clean that out.
$1,000. I'm like, oh, fuck it, I don't care. I'm not gonna do it.
That would be interesting if that exists someday. Because you know someone at some point will make that.
Well, I've talked with someone and they're like, I have a lot of money. And they want to make, like... They want to make like a tongue bed.
Oh,
that's iconic. Huh. I kind of love that.
Okay.
And so they're like, it's gonna cost a lot of money because they want to make like a tongue bed, and then like a it goes back to like a silicone throat that just goes like out of view. So it's seemingly
what if like, it like
it goes farther?
It's like a tunnel behind the wall into another room.
What if it's, you know how in like those 90s shows there's always like that slide next to the stairs?
Yeah, a Vor slide.
I always thought those were so cool.
We need to make a Vor slide. Let's put it in our backyard, a Vor slide.
Like going except out at the bottom,
instead
window.
Of like getting out, you get sucked into a stomach and then digested and you're dead.
Whee! Let's have it in our front yard so we can piss off our neighbor more.
I think that would get the police called on us at that point. And honestly, we deserve it. Again.
Are you a Vor top or a Vor bottom, AJ?
Yeah, so for years I thought it was Vor top and Vor bottom, but I have since been informed that it is predator and prey. Are you a Vor predator or a Vor prey, Ajax?
Well, I do both, but I kind of have my dragon character that's more the predator, and like Ajax is the prey.
Okay. What about you, North?
So
were you done, Ajax? I heard you.
Well, I was like, so I just kind of like personified one to be more aggressive and eat others while one gets eaten and is more subtle.
You're a Vor switch.
Yeah.
A Vor switch.
Yeah. What are you, North?
The little elevator buttons on Ajax. Whether he's the top or the
bottom.
Oh,
I joked when you press the bottom one, it's when you digest someone. Like going down.
No, you said it, when you press the bottom one, it's when I shrink.
Oh, that too. Or no, that you just was... be like going down, and then you go down the throat.
True.
Oh, I love that. But that for now. Me though, you gotta commission that.
Come on.
I'm kind of split. For the most part, I prefer to be the prey.
Yeah, you're a bottom bitch. So that makes sense.
No, it's like a 60-40 split.
Funny.
Uh-huh. How dare you?
You're such a bottom. Listen to your voice.
Okay, I can be dominant.
That was the least dominant thing I've ever heard. I can be dominant.
But like...
Also, I'm teasing. Doms can be whatever they want. Like, I'm joking here. Calm down. But anyway, go on.
But I'm like a 60-40 split in terms of preference towards being a Vor bottom. But...
If I was into it, I think I'd want to be Vored.
Seriously?
I don't know why. Because, like, consuming another person like that sounds very unpleasant, so.
What I will say, though.
Part of it, then.
No, thank what you. I will say, though.
I did get Vored for that thumbnail.
That's Ma art.
That's Vor. Oh, come on. That's implied Vor.
There's people who like Ma's that don't like Vored.
Okay.
What I will say, though, and I mentioned this in the last episode, so go check out that. Oh, but I am claustrophobic.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to me and Vor, I prefer the actual just, I prefer eating, not so much like being in someone's stomach.
That sounds like an instructional book. Me and Vor. Vor and
Vor
I.
Vor and I.
But just hopefully not Ivor.
You could start a Ivor.
Well, Ivor like sounds like an early 2000s sitcom.
Well, Ivor-y. It goes through like someone's like a micro goes inside of someone's like tear duct and like slides back behind there.
They should come out the nostril. Like boop.
I'm just imagining like blowing your nose and like looking down in the tissue and there just being like a micro.
Ew. And then you'd be like, oh gross. Gone.
You throw it in the toilet. Flush it like a bug.
So what are your thoughts on Hardvor, Ajax?
Well, like I said earlier, I don't really care for that. I like the more gooey stuff where it's like no bones and it's like not painful.
All right, so you have no bones about it. What about you, North?
I don't like the macabre aspect of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would.
No, not super, super into the... I like the idea of it. Like, if I'm being the sub, because, like, I only really tolerate it as being a sub. Uh-huh. And, like, if someone, like, bites as they're swallowing me, I'm fine with that. But if it's, like, aggressive chewing, like, no.
Okay. No, mastication can't be too hard.
Yeah, that's essentially, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too much mastication, also, fuck you. No masturbation.
Also, fuck you for coming out with mastication. I'm not playing Scrabble here, motherfucker.
Oh, come on.
Mastication.
Mm-hmm. You only use that word because we were watching My Immortal.
Well, no, everyone knows mastication by now. Because it's like, teehee, it sounds like masturbation. Thank you, Kitty, for using the litter during the podcast. Nice.
Would you prefer he do it outside the litter?
No. Well, no. Ugh. Are there Vor parties at cons?
What would that? But see, that falls into the category of how do you do Vor IRL?
Well, that's what I'm asking Vor Ajax. Party he would know better than, like, what is...
There's, like, Vor meetups where it's just, like, you can meet people and, like, talk to them. It's kind of like, well, what is an Iowa meet or what is a Sergal meet or Dutch Angel Dragon meet?
Okay, well, those are like more straightforward than a Vor meet. What? Those would be a little bit more straightforward than a Vor meet. I was wondering if there's like any like Vor kink parties. I don't know what that would be. There's just someone in the background going,
oh. Everyone's just eating gummy bears. Just like,
mm. No, I think it's like people having sex while like one person in the corner is like, oh, making belly sounds.
I'm just imagining. They're just
playing it on this fucking TV.
And you have like a Hue light bulbs tinted red so you can pretend you're in a tummy.
I just thought of, like, imagine if you had someone laid down in the center of, like, a comforter, and then you, like, wrapped the comforter around them and, like, played Vor sounds.
Ajax, guess what we're doing later?
I think that would work better with, like, a weighted blanket.
A weighted blanket would work, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you want like those weighted, you lying
those
bitch.
Weighted heated blankets.
I actually just like weighted blankets, too. Mm-hmm.
Those weighted They're heated really nice. Blankets, yeah. That could be, like, a
I don't know, Vor. I like that... Like, I'm claustrophobic with people. Like, if four people, like, crowd around me, I'm like, eh. But I like being in tight spaces, too.
Oh, God. Your space is really tight.
Sign up.
Like, I like how he just was like, really... okay, so anyway.
Well, no, I was kind of, like, trying to think of an example. Like, one time I was working, and I had to go, like, up in the attic. And it was, like, an area where I basically had to, like, crawl around. But it was, like, nice and tight, and I felt, like, secure somehow still.
Huh. Mm. You're like, Vor me, attic. Oh. And then it moans back, and you're like, huh.
It's haunted.
See, for me, I'm super, I hate small spaces. So I will say with, like, the pandemic that's been going on.
But you like micro living?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense, North.
I know. Okay. I know I make no sense.
Okay.
But see, I like micro living, but, like, a shit ton of windows. So it doesn't feel like a small space. See. I mean,
we're not talking micro fetish living. It's like a thing called micro living where you're like very minimalist homes. In a small space, but it's very packed and efficient.
I mean, there's a reason why I like minimalistic architecture. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah. But back to what I was saying, like the whole I've been oddly grateful of the pandemic because that means I don't need to share elevators with people anymore.
Oh my God.
Because this isn't an anxiety thing. This is like a claustrophobia thing. Like, I hate having to share elevators with people because it just like exponentially increases my claustrophobia.
Hmm. Just fart in the elevator and make them all leave.
Fart in the elevator and make them leave. Ugh.
Is there post war like fart art?
Yeah.
Probably.
Is it just like they fart it's out
the,
a skull?
It's in the same realm of like the post war scat as well.
Oh no. Look, I'm like open to fetishes and talking about it or whatever. I just poop is just a no go for me, man. I can't. I don't give a fuck if you like it, but I just no.
Well, when we talk about your fetish, it's like, well, people poop in it all the time.
Oh no. Like, see, that's the funny thing. I'm into diapers and I'm not an adult baby and I'm not into poop. So it is very difficult for this fetish. I only like pee and I only like the adults in diapers part. I don't like anything else. So
very, very niche.
Yeah. Like I'm a niche within a niche within a niche. Like it sucks.
Ouch.
Yeah. That's why I was about to be like, yes, I like diapers. No, I'm not a baby fur.
Do you, just a quick side note, do you like IRL diaper play or do you prefer strictly furry?
Well, I mean, I've done plenty of diaper stuff with people.
Okay.
Yeah, like I've pissed in somebody else's, they pissed in mine, and we like rubbed them together. I even shoved my like really pissy diaper on someone's face while they jerked off. Oh yeah, no, that's you gagging at that? Totally understand. Not even offended. That makes sense. I wouldn't want one in my face. Ew. But yeah, of course, like I like it in like furry art too. It's great. But it's, again, it's hard to find adult furry art with a diaper that has nothing to do with baby fur and that isn't a baby fur. Ugh. But yeah,
it's strictly piss.
Yeah, it's hard to find that art, so it's pretty niche.
So if you're an artist out there.
I mean, there's some that draw it, like that one sticker pack, except, well, no, that's not true. Colton always goes, like, baby fur with it, damn it. But some stills from it are hot. That's like, I almost bought that Docky with the diaper, except he's like, has a pacifier on it and stuff, and I'm like, nope, can't do it. I was like, damn, could add that to the Docky wall. Hi, kitty.
The Docky wall.
Then Kat would never go into that.
Yeah, I know. Room. We don't ever use it anyway. It's my closet. Is there any like new Vore Dockies that have been made that you want, Ajax?
Not that I know of. Hmm.
That gives me some pause for reflection, because I thought there'd be more.
Well, I think there is more. It's just not one that I specifically want.
Mm. I'm surprised North didn't bitch at me for that one.
Oh, no. I wanted to.
You internally bitched?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think there'd be a lot more. It's a big market. Vore is a big market in the fandom. I will have Vore-related merch at some point. I just don't know what yet. I wanted to do...
It'll be me.
I wanted to do Vorsachi. I had that idea a long time ago, but someone beat me to it, so now I can't do that, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Wait. But, I don't know. Is there more to talk about with Vore?
I'm trying to think of... I don't think so.
Have you done much Vore VR chat stuff? Either of you?
Me? Not at all. Aside for that one video that I did with you. Inside the Vore world.
Ajax, you're giggling. So does that mean yes?
Not like... No, not really.
Really? You have my VR heads?
I just got into like worlds and then there's like people in there that have like the Vore avatars. But not really going into Vore worlds.
I could easily see myself walking into the room while you're playing VR chat and just like one hand is jerking off while the other is like, oh, because you're in a belly.
Is that your sound effect for in a belly?
No, that's just him jerking off.
Well, you're relatively new to VR chat, aren't you, Ajax?
Yeah, kinda. I know what I'm doing.
You just need to find what's-his-face that does all the Vore stuff in VR chat. He's like a Vore artist that does the YouTube Vore animations.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I ran into him once. He's nice.
Yeah, ran into him a couple times. He's like, oh, you're the one who doesn't like Vore, hey? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
He knows.
I can't believe you've done this. I actually, like, the reason I put his video in the Vore video, though, is because he gave me permission. Like, I asked him in VR chat. I was like, hey, can I use your video? And he's like, whatever, I don't fucking care.
Did you ask the Minecraft animator?
Ugh, no. Ugh. Gross. Ugh. Minecraft fucking Vore is a goddamn thing with Enderman Voring, and it's the worst thing.
Yep. I love it.
The sound effects were so bad.
I think it's hilarious.
It's
it was so aggressive. It's
traumatic. What about Vore in movies?
Well, the shark in the new Suicide Squad. King Shark.
Was that Vore?
Well,
he does Vore.
For the new Suicide Squad, in the trailer, King Shark, who's literally just a huge fucking shark man, land shark person thing. Woo! He legit just kind of like bites someone like the top half of their body.
Oh, so it's hardcore.
And just swallows them, which is technically hardcore, but you know there's going to be so much art of that. You know the fandom's going to fucking pop off.
Yeah. I mean, there was even art of when that, like, barge was stuck and people made
it. Oh, the fucking evergreen?
They anthropomorphized it. Multiple people drew it as a furry.
I saw a couple where, you know that, like, the style of people who anthropomorphize planes?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. They did
it
that.
It was like that style, like huge tits. Yeah. And it was just like, my tits are stuck. I can't get out. My tits are stuck.
Help. I've shipwrecked and I can't get out.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
My favorite thing is
that I schlicked it. No.
They're playing Deja Vu while the boat's just drifting into the canal.
So dumb.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm trying to think of other instances of Vore in like movies and stuff. I'm not very, like, hip to it.
I mean, it's just kind of everywhere in movies.
What?
But there's so much of it in movies.
Well, I know, like, all of Don Bluth's animation has Vore.
There's, like, entire YouTube channels for, like, Vore in media.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I should react to one. No, that would get flagged so quick.
This is one that, and this might end up getting cut, but remember Magic School Bus? When they get shrunken down and Arnold eats them.
Oh no! It was a Vore episode.
I have seen in multiple places that was like people's first exposure to Vore.
Oh no!
And like they liked that.
That is.
Magic School Bus had a lot of like gross things they did.
I mean, it's gross because like, but like a lot of people discover weird fetishes like from media at a young age and don't realize it until they're older that they like that, like sexually,
like, oh, this is why I'm fucked
up. And it's
this one.
Thanks, Miss Frizzle.
I don't know, did we delve deep enough into Vore, or do you think there's more to cover?
I think we're about stomach deep.
Oh, so we could get all the stomach way anal deep. So we're clearly not all the way through.
But with Vore, there's like weird drama in Vore.
Go on.
Drama? What do you mean drama?
Like there's people who, there's like artists that don't like to do like digestion and all that stuff, and then there's people that are like, how dare you not like to do digestion, how dare you judge me and what I like.
Okay. Or are people gatekeeping the fucking Vore community?
There's a lot of instances of
that's so stupid. Fuck, artists, man, aren't required to draw anything, you fuckers.
Yeah. There's also one artist that I used to really like, it was Sammy73, and they like basically deleted all their Vore art and like deleted their account because they're like, I'm a Christian now, I can't do Vore.
Wow.
I'm a Christian now.
Okay. Well, I don't think he wants to hear about the giant whale then. Wait, was that Vore?
Yes, Jonah and the whale.
Ha! There's Vore.
Oh yeah, where he lives in the stomach for like however.
There's a Vore in the Bible. You can draw it.
There's Vore everywhere.
I'm your Christian Vore consult.
Oh no. I do ordain and establish this Vore country. What we're trying to say is, Vore is all around you. And if you're in a stomach, it's literally all around you. Thank you. Thank you.
So get in my stomach.
Thank you. Ew, no. God, there's enough room, but no.
Odin.
What?
Hold my hoops.
Anyway, I think we've covered the topic of Vore pretty well. I mean, we didn't really touch on the, like, super weird Vore all that much, but it's because I don't like any Vore, but I think it's because none of us really care for the crazy eye Vore, nostril Vore, ear Vore, fucking tail Vore,
Nostril Vore is funny, though. Yes.
There's going to be like three guys in the comments who are just like clutching their Nostril Vore. Like, oh.
How dare you? I love Nostril Vore. Cover me in your boogies.
Oh. Okay.
These be
in this day and age with Corona, really?
And these here quarantines.
Yeah, it's a health hazard now.
Come Vore's on, a health hazard now. Sorry. Okay. I mean, again, we don't care what you're into as long as consenting adults. You could be into any aspect of Vore. Who cares? Go for it. Vore your hearts out.
There's that.
There's Soul Vore. We didn't talk about Soul Vore.
Well, I was also about to say, with you talking about Vore and COVID, you're like, you can't do it anymore. There's someone made a poster where it's like, protect your friends. Oh, just eat them now. Oh, my God.
can you explain what Soul Vore is?
Well,
Soul Vore is like
a two-stage event.
Okay.
It's a biathlon.
What's part one?
Well, it's like usually they eat the person, so it's like the physical body. And then usually it's like the soul leaves them somehow, and then they like slurp it back up, and then it digests in like whatever way they eat it again.
Wait. So are you saying that Death Cab for Cutie song went soul meets body? It's actually about Vore?
Yes.
Fuck! So they eat them, and then they eat their soul.
But there's, like, a comic that I've seen before where it's, like, they're making the deal with the devil, and it's, like, the devil eats them, and then it's, like, your soul is mine, and then he just puts the soul in, the devil's cock.
What in the actual fuck? I can't, like...
Like, I think Vore is funny to talk about, but when I've seen art of it, I'm like, oh.
Oh.
Pee-pee hard.
Okay. Yeah.
Pee-pee hard.
Pee-pee. Vore pee-pee heart. It's great. I hope you enjoyed the third episode of this podcast. Now let's get to the user questions. This will be fun. North, what are the questions?
Sergeant Cairo on YouTube asks, hey, I has a question.
Hi.
How did you two discover your kinks? Did you discover them, or were you always just into them?
Well, we talked about their discovery of Vore. I mean...
Yeah, like, my discovery of Vore was, like, I saw media of it in, like, Spyro and Ratchet and Clank and other movies I saw as a kid where it was just like, oh, I like that, but I don't know what it is.
Most of mine I discovered as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of them.
But did you discover them as adult, or did you finally just put a name to them as an adult?
I don't...
Was it something that, like 10, 15 years ago? I don't really
think many that were caused by, like, childhood triggers, like a lot of them are for people. I really don't think any of them had... The only thing you could think of maybe would be furry because of Biker Mice from Mars when I watched that when I was young. Maybe? But that's all I can think of.
I remember at first looking up, like, furry character eats other character.
Oh, my God!
Furry character eats other character. Oh, God.
And then finally I just saw one where it had, like, the tag of Vore, and I clicked on it. I was like,
a whole new world.
I mean, that's a lot of people with kinks is
for
the longest time, they don't actually know what the kink is called. So they just have to describe it in every search ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how I had to type in furry for the longest time because I didn't know furry was the word. So I was either using the word anthropomorphic. Mm-hmm. Anthropomorphic, or just saying like dog man, well,
dog fox man.
Dog man, oh, fox no. man, fox man sexy,
fox man I sexy.
Did
it with
macro too, I did a
giant.
Yeah, I did giant anthro.
Yeah, that's funny.
Giant dog man.
I think the only one that I didn't know how to name to it was, like, cum inflation. But again, I didn't discover that until furry art, obviously. Where the fuck would I have found that in real life? So, yeah, that's how. Thank you for that question. What's the next one?
That could be a fun video. Like, kinks that only really exist within the fandom.
Yeah, maybe. Write it down. We'll get to the next question.
Let me just scroll through. Oh, this one's mainly for, I guess, Odin and maybe Ajax. I don't know how to say this name. Alimatronic Dier. I don't know how to say this name. Alimatronic Dier on YouTube asks, how does one mersuit without overheating? Something I think about a lot.
You know, Oftentimes, mersuiting starts with the person in the full suit, and oftentimes it ends with them with the heads off.
Well, I've done stuff in like friend suits that like, because I tend to fit in like friend suits because I'm a skinny boy.
Bastard.
But normally I stay in suit the entire time.
I mean, I definitely have.
But there's usually like a fan.
Yeah.
Like that I have blowing in my face every once in a while.
It's like a fan in your face. Finish quick. Take the head off.
No, I can do it for like an hour
I know.
Or two.
But I'm saying like you can finish quick. That's a solution. Or just like power through it and you sweat like a motherfucker, which I've definitely done multiple times.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. With their pee. No, I'm just kidding. That's it. Next question. Thank you.
Lilea asks, how can you tell someone what you like without it being weird or awkward? Where and when?
So the first, you shake their hand and you go, hi, I'm into cock inflation for art.
Hi, I want to blow you up like a fucking
hello,
balloon.
I'm currently wearing a
diaper. Like, look them dead in the eye and just immediately tell them your fetish. Like, even a stranger.
I don't know. Like, if it's just like a kink with art, you don't have to tell them. Like, they don't, it doesn't matter if they know or not. But if it's something you want to do with them eventually, you can like have a moment where like you like talk to them about like, oh, what's okay to do during your intercourse?
What's okay to do during your intercourse?
I mean, really, it's like you'll talk to people, eventually the subject of fetishes will come up, and eventually you'll say it. Just wait till you know someone a little bit, then talk about it. Or you can meet in a Vore chat and I'll talk about Vore. It just depends on the situation in the context.
Have you ever had a crush on someone? This isn't a question from them, but have you ever had a crush on someone who had a kink that was like a deal breaker, or you had a kink that they did not like and it was a deal breaker for them?
I think at some point I crushed on somebody, but I found out they were like really into adult baby stuff and I was like, never mind. I was like, I can't, that's not a part of my life and I can't incorporate that into my life. That would be one that I just wouldn't like.
I don't think I've ever had someone where it was like they had a kink where I was like, hard no, because.
Oh, really?
It, like at that point, I just kind of be like, don't do it with me kind of thing and do it with someone else.
Mm-hmm. He's talking to me.
Like, well, no, like even when you were like, oh, I think I'm getting into diapers, I was like, don't do it with me because I think it's gross. I was like, do it with someone else because there's plenty of people for you to do that with.
There's plenty of diapers out in the sea.
Plenty of diapers out
in
the sea.
Which is bad. Like, throw them in the proper waste disposal places.
Throw them in the nappy bin. Yeah.
I hate you. Next question.
Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
I'm going to just keep calling it nappy.
How many questions are there, by the way?
This one we already answered during the podcast. This is just kind of generic. How did you discover your sexuality and or the people you were attracted to?
I saw dicks and I was like, I like those. That's it.
Well, did you never like dabble and like force yourself to try and get off to straight porn?
I mean, I did, but I always looked at the dicks.
Yeah, because all straight porn is half gay.
I just stared at the guy's dick. Yeah. Ejects.
I don't know why, but that just reminded me of, like, there's a comedian out there that's like, I try to come before it shows the O face of the man.
So stupid.
Because they always show him going like, oh. But, I don't know. For me, it's a lot more difficult because I'm more attracted to personality, I guess. Like, it's a bit of a mixture between, like, someone can be like attractive and I go like, oh yeah, they're attractive, whatever. But for me to like start going like, oh, like a little crushing on them, they also have to like have a good personality. Mm-hmm. So like a mixture of those are like, I'm saying like,
and that's why Ajax and I didn't work out.
For me, it's more like a combination between the two of personality and physical attraction and hygiene.
You know what?
No, I don't care about the hygiene.
Someone's stinky.
That's another one we could do a whole fucking episode on. Fucking hygiene. Holy shit.
furries.
You're talking to me who doesn't even like to shower if I don't have to. So.
Oh yeah, it would more so just be
an intervention. At a con, I'll shower every damn day, multiple times.
It would more so just be an intervention for.
One time you went a week without showering, and you're like, "Cause the water, like the water heater was broken at the time, but he didn't know because he didn't take a shower."
I know, idiot.
And then you used it as an excuse later on.
Did you just fart?
Yeah, that was perfect timing.
Gross. But see, for me, like, I kind of discovered, like, what I actually liked. And it was, yeah, it was through porn. Because for the longest time, I knew I wasn't just straight. Because I knew, like Johnny over there looking pretty cute, you know?
They heard you and they're like, yeah, he's not straight.
Well, it was mainly the fact that for the longest time, I genuinely thought I was just gay. Like, for years and years and years, I thought I was just gay. Because I didn't realize that, like, being bi was a thing. Because even though, like, within the LGBT acronym, bi is literally one of the fucking letters. But I never actually thought of being bi as an option. It's either, like, gay or straight. So I'm just like, okay, I'm gay. But after years of just, like, getting off to porn, I realized, like, oh, girls do it for me as well. Like, if I go on to the lesbian section of fucking Pornhub, I could also get off to that. Like, it's just a lot jealous.
I said I'm jealous. Wish I could do that.
It's kind of great.
Yeah.
More fish to choose from.
Next question.
This is from Game Sane Rabbit. Question.
Hi,
Spit.
Rabbit.
He's a patron. Spit, patron swallow, pearl necklace, facial, or all of the above?
He aimed this at me. I definitely like facials the most. And if I'm not getting a facial, I will swallow it. Or you'll come all over my body. Come is my biggest fetish. So facials are my favorite. I will definitely swallow. Never spit unless it's to spit it back out and use as like lube to jerk my dick off with.
Okay.
What about you?
For me, I prefer to swallow. There was one occasion in which I could not swallow because it was so putrid. But outside of that, they can't all,
I've had that before.
They too. Can't all be winners. They can't all be winners. No. But I prefer to swallow, and if I can't swallow, I prefer like on the chest, like the pearl necklace. I'm not huge on facials because the first facial I ever got straight into the eye. So
yeah. It's the only straight thing.
I do that without even doing a facial.
How about you, Ajax?
You always fucking
he'll go into my own eye.
That's because your cum is like a projectile, Ajax. So,
I would say it depends. If the person is a smoker, I don't like to swallow.
That is a factor. I forgot about that.
So if they're a smoker, it like greatly affects the taste.
I always forget about that. True. Yeah.
I didn't even. Yeah. So you do swallow though.
Yeah, there has. I kind of prefer doing that because I have a story about me getting a facial.
Oh no, not that one. Go on.
Should I say it?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, one time I was with like a friend at a hotel and we were like, hey, let's get it on. And so while I was like sucking his dick, like I pulled up because he said something and I was going to say something back and he just like came on my face. And at this point in time, I thought he was okay with kissing. So I went in for a kiss and then he like pushed me back and went, what are you doing? And in my head, I went, I fucked up. I want to leave. And I started like panicking and I just like got dressed. And I started to like leave the hotel and the like lady at the front desk was like, oh, hey, oh, bye, I guess. And I got in the car and I was like almost in tears because I was like panicking. And I look in the mirror and my face is still covered in cum.
Jesus Christ.
That is horrifying.
So I'm just, I walk through the hotel. I think I passed like five people.
Oh my god.
And I'm like a sniffling mess about to like break down crying
covered in
cum. Like that poor prostitute is crying.
Oh my god,
sorry, sex worker. That's awful.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
But funny in hindsight.
It's a funny story, not a funny event.
God.
Okay. North, is there one more question to wrap up the questions with?
I think that's it. Yep.
Wow, okay, great. Perfect. Perfect, North. All right.
Well, I can only ask questions with what I have, Odin.
Be sure to leave more in the comments of this video and our other socials linked in the link tree. This has been the Vore episode. Whee!
The Vorecast.
The Vorecast. That's going to be a podcast if it's not already.
Vorecast?
Great. What's this week's Vorecast?
That's great.
That's actually a good... I don't know how much you'd be able to talk about.
It's just the lunch menu, the Vorecast of the day.
Today?
And you're on.
Oral War.
Anyway, if you'd like to support this podcast, be sure to check out Odin on Patreon at patreon.com/OdinWolf. It doesn't directly support this channel, but it does help out a lot because I just do this for funsies. Also, check out merch at odinwolf.storemv.com. It's great stuff. Promise.
Also.
And I guess there's somewhere you could support North or something.
Yes. Be sure to check out my socials, or to support me, go to patreon.com. Nope.
Whoa.
Patreon.com.
Okay. You're just like Kanemi right now.
Patreon.com/KoboldNorthcote. That's the easiest way to support me. Once again, doesn't support this podcast, but am a broke college student, so it would very much so be appreciated. How about Ajax? You have any socials to plug?
What about you, Ajax? Do you want to plug anything besides
your hole?
Vore hole?
Send money to my PayPal.
No, shut up!
I don't know. If you want to follow my Twitter, go to OmnomAjax. Or OmnomJax.
Oh my god.
That laugh.
That's awful.
Is that a ped laugh?
Okay. Yep, that's been the second episode of the WooCast. I've been your very willing Vore host, Nidoflow, and I was joined by my co-host, Northcote.
Sup, bitch.
And. Nope. And my good old buddy there, buddy Vore pal, Ajax. And we still don't have an outro, so...
People actually... Vore bye. People liked the moan. People liked the moan.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's been the WooCast, and... Come on, Ajax. Moan.
No.
Okay. End podcast.